Just a comment to get started again. Quite often when someone emails in and disappointed in their behavior, shall we say, for one reason or another, I have a standard answer, which is that if you were perfect, you wouldn't have been born in the first place. Right, so, you know, none of us are perfect, otherwise why would we have been born? We would be perfect. Everything would be worked out. So the fact that we're born means we're not perfect, you know, and all of us have human weaknesses. These weaknesses differ, but we all have them. And so we can't kind of condemn ourselves for being imperfect. That misses the point. And there's another way of saying it. When we make a mistake, the same state of mind comes up. You know, we kind of blame ourselves, feel bad about ourselves, and say, I shouldn't have done it, right? That's a common first reaction. I shouldn't have done it. But you did it. So obviously you should have done it, meaning that's who you are, right? So it's kind of self-defeating to say I shouldn't have done it. It's, number one, it makes you feel negative, and number two, it's missing the point, is you are who you are, and it's helpful to know who we are, not feel we should be someone else. So I say, rather than saying I shouldn't have done it, say I shouldn't do it again. Now that's putting the emphasis where it belongs. You know, we're not perfect. We have weaknesses. You know, we do something we regret. Well, the goal when we're living a spiritual life is to be self-reflective enough to say, I shouldn't do it again. And to take clear steps. You know, try and figure out, how can I prevent myself from doing this again? What do I need to do? So that's a much better way of looking at it. And this whole area is, I'm thinking of calling it becoming a more spiritual person. I'm giving it a name. I don't quite have a name for it right now. Good conduct. But, you know, that misses the point. That, you know, we're all on the spiritual path. We're trying to make spiritual progress. You know, and how can we really become a more spiritual person every year? That's what Hinduism is all about, you know, becoming a more spiritual person. So these exercises today we are looking at the yamas, which have to do with restraining the tendencies of the instinctive mind, which is one way we become a more spiritual person, is gaining better control over the tendencies of our instinctive mind. And the instinctive mind comes along with having a physical body. And if we didn't have a physical body, we wouldn't have an instinctive mind, but it comes along with it. You can't get one without the other. It's a package deal. So if you want to be here on earth to unfold spiritually, you have to work through the animal instincts that come along with the physical body and gain better control over them. So this is going to be part of our study program on the India Inner Search too. We're going to focus on this in our classes in terms of, you know, how to effectively become a more spiritual person. Because Gurudev is one of the few teachers, maybe the only teacher, really, to bring it down to earth in such a practical way. You know, it's easy to talk high philosophy in Hinduism. Man is God. We are divine. So forth. You know, it's easy to say profound things, but to bring things down to the level where we actually progress, you know, and really are a more spiritual person this year than we were a year ago, you know, that's part of Gurudev's genius, is that he gives us these very pragmatic guidelines along with the high philosophy. And in the process, keeps us feeling good about ourselves. You know, we don't take the approach that, oh, we have all these weaknesses, therefore man is weak or sinful or something. You know, that's not the point. Man is a divine being, meaning man is the soul or spiritual being, but we also have these other qualities that come along with being a person. We have instincts, we have an intellect, we have an ego, and we need to get them all in good shape so that our soul, our spiritual nature, dominates overall. So moving on, see if we need this. This is just a story. Stories are always nice. This is some advice I gave on email quite some time ago. Thank you for sharing the details regarding your sometimes angry encounters with your parent. I would suggest you reflect on the seriousness of inharmony in the home. It is taking a few steps backward in spiritual progress. When you do sadhana, you move forward, but if anger occurs regularly, you step backward, and as a result, you could end up standing still. So that's part of the point here, is, you know, how do we make spiritual progress from year to year? Well, we don't want to stand still by being spiritual and being angry. By being spiritual and being angry, we can absolutely stand still if we don't improve a tendency like that. It is like trying to save money for a purpose. You save each week, but then becoming angry is like spending what you have saved for the last month. It is difficult to make the financial goal. Taking it more seriously, you are motivated to avoid it at all costs. So, moving on. Understanding anger is the first idea. Second idea is identifying in ourselves what kinds of anger we tend to experience, if any. And the third, but important step, is controlling anger. Because Gurudeva gives us tools to control the instincts. He just doesn't tell us about them, but he gives us some very pragmatic tools. What do we do to control our anger? First step in controlling anger is to admit that it is a serious deviation from the spiritual path, something that we do not want to live with. Lots of people won't do that. It's amazing. You try and convince someone that anger is a serious deviation from the spiritual path, unwilling to accept that idea, and keep getting angry. So unless you admit anger is something that can't be tolerated to make spiritual progress, you won't make any progress. So we have to commit to that understanding. It's like an alcoholic or something saying, I am an alcoholic. Right? If you don't admit it, and that it's a problem, you can't improve. So similarly here, you know, if you're unwilling to admit that anger is a problem, you won't improve. And definitely I know people like that. With this resolve firmly in mind, then we can take the second step, which is to apply remedies to correct the situation. First, we will look at some general ones, that is to say, ones that are applicable to all situations. Then we will look at a few remedies for specific situations. Gurudeva gives us in merging with Shiva the powerful tool of color visualization as a remedy to anger. So we're going to practice this, so listen closely. We're going to sit for 5 minutes doing this. So if you are overtaken by anger and resentment, blackish red with streaks of yellow, visualize. If you are overtaken by anger and resentment, he's describing what the colors look like. If you can see the colors inside someone, it's called the aura. The outer aura reflects our current state of mind, and the inner aura reflects problems from the past. So the outer aura changes color as our states of mind change. So the idea is, it works both ways. As our state of mind changes, the color changes. We can do it the other way around. We can change the color, and that changes our state of mind. So we can work it backwards. That's the idea of color visualization. Change our state of mind through changing the colors of our outer aura. If you are overtaken by anger and resentment, an aura that is blackish red with streaks of yellow, visualize light blue entering your aura and surrounding your body. The light blue will neutralize the fiery reds, and before you know it, the anger and resentment are gone. Visualizing the light blue color actually drew your awareness out of certain areas of the instinctive mind into intuitive states. Instead of anger, you experienced compassion and understanding. By making this part of your sadhana, you have acquired a fine new tool to cope with your instinctive intellectual emotions and mental states. At first, there will be times the anger is too strong to control, but persistent practice of this color visualization will lead eventually to being able to overcome anger no matter how strong it is. You do not have to exert much effort to do this. You need only relax and hold a clear mental picture of the desired colors. Visualize the color light blue and project it out from the center of your spine into your inner and outer aura. So that's the key there. How do we do this? We visualize the color light blue and project it out from the center of your spine into your inner and outer aura. So that means we make a visualization. We pretend where we see light blue starting at our spine and just flooding our physical body and then going out even further than our physical body, going out around it. So let's try that for 5 minutes.